Recent rains have brought much-needed soil moisture across Kansas, improving prospects for fall wheat stands. But the same weather that restored the soil moisture has also slowed progress, leaving many farmers behind schedule. In central Kansas, Derek Sawyer, chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission, said planting progress in his area is only about halfway complete. Sawyer stated that KS Providence and AP Prolific are among the most commonly planted varieties this season for his area. Acres are fairly steady so far, but overall, I think the acres will be down because fall harvest has been delayed, Sawyer said. We're up against the deadline for double cropping behind corn or beans. According to K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato, recent rainfall has provided strong moisture reserves, though planting remains well behind normal. We've received quite a bit of rain in the last 2 weeks, with parts of the state close to 5 inches, Lolato said. Once fields dry, that moisture sets us up for good stand establishment. He added that statewide planting progress is about half of the long-term average for this date. While moisture conditions are favorable, the season has also brought reports of fall armyworms. Damage has been mostly to early grazing wheat, but growers are encouraged to watch for pressure on emerging stands. Lolato said fields can often recover if the pressure drops quickly, but replanting may be necessary in heavily affected areas. In northwest Kansas, Chris Tanner, president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, wrapped up drilling by mid-October. He said planted acres in his area are likely down this year after some producers delayed planting due to armyworm pressure. Tanner seeded AP Sunbird and KS Bill Snyder, noting that recent rains made conditions ideal for finishing the job. After a dry stretch like we've had, it feels great to drill into this kind of moisture, Tanner said. Concerns about wheat streak mosaic virus remain high as cooler weather slows volunteer control. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre said later flushes of volunteer wheat near planting are generally lower risk. K-State's Agronomy E-Update reports that planting in late October to early November remains acceptable in southeast and far south central Kansas, but is considered late in other areas and falls beyond full crop insurance coverage. Research from Garden City shows that delaying planting from October 1 to November 1 can delay heading by 6 days and reduce yield by about 23%. To offset the effects of late planting, agronomists recommend increasing seeding rates, maintaining a planting depth of 1 to 1.5 inches, and applying starter phosphorus fertilizer with seed. About 20 to 30 pounds per acre of phosphorus is advised to promote early growth and tillering. For more information on late planting management and fall fertility, visit K-State Agronomy's e-update or contact your local extension office. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.